أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه سميع عليم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 200 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given three commands. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, hold on to pardoning people, be forbearant, be tolerant. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and number two, command to good. And number three, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, turn away, ignore the jahil, a person that approaches you with ignorance, in other words, with ill temper, bad mannerism, etc. In certain narrations, it appears that when this ayat was revealed, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, what is it that will save a person from being ill-tempered? It is natural, it is usual, it is human that somebody approached us in an ill-tempered way, in a bad way. It also spurs up within us anger, annoyance, etc. So what is the way out of that? So in these riwayat, it appears that then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this next ayah, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. The word nazgh in Arabic means to incite. It means to interfere with somebody, to infiltrate the mind of someone. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ, that when an infiltration of shaitan comes within a person, when shaitan incites a person, then what is that one singular formula that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given? فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, then seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the seeking in the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean? It means to recite simply, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. There are a hadith to the effect that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and some sahaba witnessed two people arguing. One person had become so annoyed, he was so angered, that anger could be seen on the face of that person. It had become red and his veins began to blow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I know one kalima, in other words, one phrase, one statement, that if this person has to recite that, then his anger will leave him, and that is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim. So on the onset of the anger, when we are annoyed by someone, the best thing for a person to do is to read the ta'awudh, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajim. Very quickly, the great commentator of the Quran, Hafiz Ibn Kathir Rahimahumullah, he was a great commentator really. The truth of it is that we don't understand these great personalities. He said, you go through the entire Quran. There are these three ayats of the Quran Sharif in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the best of akhlaq. What is the best of akhlaq? That when somebody approaches us with ignorance, they approach us being annoyed, being angered, and they try to anger us, what is the approach of the Quran Sharif? So this ayat is the one where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave one simple solution, one simple prescription, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Then if you look at Surah Mu'min, Allah subhanahu Mu'minun, Allah ta'ala says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ السَّيِّئَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is directly addressing our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That how are you going to ward away سَيِّئَةِ? When somebody approaches you in an evil way, in a bad way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Then you will ward it off, you will try to push it away with a way that is ahsan, a way that is excellent, a way that is better. Allah Ta'ala says then, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. In other words, the next ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, and say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how are you going to come to this akhlaq, this character, that you show better character to someone, they are angry, they are annoyed, they are now making you angry, then say to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Rabbi, O my Rabb, A'udhu bika min hamazati shayateen. I seek your refuge from the whispering, the incitement of shaitan. Wa'udhu bika Rabbi an yahdurun. And I seek your refuge that shaitan approaches me, shaitan comes presenting himself to me. So then again we saw, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is being addressed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing him the best of akhlaq. Even though somebody approaches us in a bad way, somebody approaches us in a way that provokes us, then also try to be good to the person. But what is the solution? What is the prescription? Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Hamim Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-hasana and sayyi'a, good and bad. Good character, evil character are never the same in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unfortunately sometimes in our eyes, bad character seems to be good to us, that I did a good thing when I was bad to a person, when I approached a person in a bad way. We sometimes get proud. Allah ta'ala forgive us. Then Allah ta'ala says, itfa billati hiya ahsan. Then ward it off with a way, a manner that is better. Then the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similar ayat that we discussed today, wa imma yanzaghannaka minash shaitani nazghun fasta'idh billah innahu huwas samiul alim. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the same prescription, and Allah ta'ala ends it, innahu samiul alim, in this ayat, in that ayat, innahu huwas sami'ul alim, that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah ta'ala hears how people approach us. Alimun, Allah ta'ala knows what heart he had come with. Allah ta'ala knows what's in our heart, how difficult sometimes it is for us to swallow. But then Allah ta'ala hears also the good akhlaq and the good words that we may say to somebody that approaches us in an evil way. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.